This is KUT. Many of the poorest seniors in Texas live in Hidalgo County in the Rio Grande Valley. Many speak only Spanish and don't have access to the basics like food or medical care. As KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, a Texas A&M professor is trying to find ways to help seniors along the border improve those conditions.
We are in a Texas border colonia in the town of Progreso near the Mexican border. It's one of the poorest places in one of the poorest counties in the United States. The unemployment rate here is more than 10%. The Aranda family lives on a plot of land here, in a home made from makeshift materials. There's no indoor pipe system. Three community health workers find Maria Guadalupe Aranda and her elderly mother, Maria Luisa Aranda, standing by a fire pit to keep warm. Maria Luisa is in her 70s. She's not sure how old exactly. But she is certain, however, that she doesn't need anything.
¿Y en cuanto a comida, tienen suficiente?
Sí, ya tenemos.
I ask her if she needs medication, she says no. If she has enough food, she says yes. Is she withstanding the cold okay? Yes, she says.
It's not uncommon to talk to folks, especially to seniors, and everything's fine. Yeah, I've got everything I need. I always have something to eat. But it's once they get to working with them closely and they've established this trust that people really can give them kind of the honest answer.
That's Professor Joe Sharkey. He directs a program for research and outreach on nutrition and health disparities at Texas A&M.
Right away they're thinking that their kid or somebody is trying to get them out of their home, into a nursing home, you know, into some kind of custodial care, and they want to live independently.
For the past year, Sharkey and his team of community health workers, or promotoras de salud in Spanish, have been going door to door to assess the food security of people in Hidalgo County.
The numbers here are enormous. When we speak about colonias, you know, the last count is there's probably better than 2,000 colonias along the border from El Paso to Brownsville, and about 70% of them are in Hidalgo County. And so you have a lot of these neighborhoods that have come up that have a lot of people.
The promotoras have been working with a team of nutritionists in College Station to develop lessons to help seniors make good choices. They're starting to take the lessons to seniors' homes this month. Promotora Eva Beltran lists what they're teaching.
These are the lessons that will help them eat healthy with little money. We'll teach them how to cook. We'll give them recipes. We'll teach them to read nutrition labels, how to eat small portions, that the refrigerator's temperature is safe, and how to wash the cooking tools.
It's a tough challenge in Hidalgo County. In Austin, community health workers might tell people not to drink so many sugary sodas. But here in Progreso, many families don't have any food at all. Maite Garza is a promotora. She says that's one of the hardest things they see when going door to door, a fridge that's totally empty.
Sometimes when there's an emergency, because they haven't gotten their food stamps or they ran out early, so then we come in, we buy the food and distribute it.
Over the summer, the team surveyed hundreds of seniors in the Texas heat.
In a lot of the areas that they went to, people had never heard of promotoras. They didn't know because they lived so far away from areas that they were not receiving any kind of outreach at all.
But the promotoras are determined to educate seniors about everything, from how to make a dollar stretch to buy vegetables to proper hygiene.
There are a very large number of grandparents raising grandchildren. So that puts a whole nother dynamic on how do people, you know, age healthy if they're also having to be responsible for a very young child and they really are the ones that are raising them. And we're seeing more and more of that here too.
Maria Aranda's daughter, Maria Guadalupe Aranda, says the person who owns the land they live on has told them they will need to leave the property soon. She's selling it. The Arandas have nowhere to go. Maria Guadalupe says the hardest thing is not that they have to go, but it's finding a place where she can live with her kids and her two parents. Like many Latino families, they refuse to live apart. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.
This story is part of the MetLife Foundation's Journalists in Aging Fellows program, organized by the Gerontological Society of America and New America Media.